Our topic today is surviving the cash flow crisis. Cash flow is something all small businesses must deal with on a daily basis. In today's economy, cash has become an even hotter commodity, so what happens when a small business owner finds himself in a cash crisis? A turnaround process is where a small business can find a solution to a cash crisis. The idea is to create systems that solve the cash crunch, get control of the business's finances, improve efficiency, and refocus marketing efforts. It may take 1 or 2 years to pull a business out of serious financial trouble. Foremost on any business owner's mind going through the cash difficulties is immediate relief from the strain of having no money in the bank to pay bills. The owner must deal with the immediate cash crisis, and it is crucial to begin writing down all critical events, everything that needs to be accomplished, and timelines for having the goals met. Begin by practicing smart time management. Prioritize critical business activities and have all activities organized in a notebook. Next, tackle the collections problem. There's usually a collections problem when cash is short and a business carries in-house receivables. Call all customers who are overdue on their accounts. Don't wait to write your letter. Set firm written credit policies and stick to them, such as placing all overdue accounts on COD and carefully screening all credit applicants. Some businesses use methods such as faxing invoices immediately and not waiting for the end of the month, and also offering discounts for early payment. Another system in the process is to reevaluate pricing. In other words, meet the competition on all prices. For example, if your plumbing company is charging $55 an hour and decides to change the rate up to $65 an hour, which is the going rate in most areas, your company could make an additional $19,500 a year. And you also may consider charging extra for emergency and after-hour service. It's imperative for small businesses in tight cash situations to remember to make paying taxes the priority. Paying on time eliminates the hefty penalties that accompany late or unpaid taxes. It is equally important to write checks only when there is money in the bank. Cash-poor small businesses become banks' best customers because of continual NSF charges. One return check per week at $25 per return costs a business $1,300 a year. Have a backup system in place, such as a line of credit or savings account the bank can access when your account is overdrawn, because the transfer fees are much less than overdraft fees. A solid cash management system makes good business sense. Stop all uses of cash from the register that are not sales-related, such as advances to employees or paying vendors. Make sure cash register operators do not balance their own registers. Have only one person responsible for the cash register. Also, consider having your employees have purchases checked out by someone else, and make sure door keys are given only to opening and closing managers. Of course, these systems are only as effective as the business owner who implements them. Small business owners who create and read their own financial statements are much more likely to have a better handle on their finances, and reviewing financial statements on a monthly basis is crucial, even more so if a business is struggling with cash. Working on cash flow problems in a realistic, timely fashion can save more than a business. It can save the business owner, too. I'd like to thank Lori Canterbury for her assistance in developing the topic for today. Lori's a business consultant in the Columbus office of the Georgia SBDC Network.